Hello everyone. Rest for the Heart this week is all about what we are becoming, how God sees us now. Isn't that wonderful that we are becoming more and more, bit by bit, it's true, but more and more like Him. And we're getting quite excited about our new book. It's actually gone to print now, a beautiful tapestry. So look out for it. You can pre-order it. Do look on our website, mbm-ministries.org. But now listen and reflect on our verses today in Rest for the Heart. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Each man will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. Proclaiming the year of the Lord's favour, for the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. All beautiful you are, my darling. There is no flaw in you. You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume than any spices. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ amongst those who are being saved and those who are perishing. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. And we, with unveiled faces, who all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.